I like being able to fire people.
The good news is you're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
I know why jobs come and why they go.
Go, you're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
I'm gonna need your key card.
I know how jobs are created and how jobs are lost.
Biggie, you are fired. You are fired. Biggie, you are fired. Fired.
I understand how jobs come and how jobs go.
You're fired.
I like being able to fire people.
See, now, John Morris, we like being able to fire people, John Morris. Mitt Romney told you that, and you didn't listen, and now here you are. You didn't perform the way you should have, and Mitt Romney told you he liked firing people. And so now you find yourself in the position that you're in. Anyway, well, lots to get to. Well, let me do this. I want to thank a lot of people, and I know I'm going to forget some people, and that's why you should never thank people by name, because you always forget people. And I'll forget Daniel, who, how many miles you did? 137 miles this guy walked to try and help defeat John Morris. That's pretty impressive. So thank you, Daniel, who's here with us in studio every single week, except when you aren't, right? Yeah, once in a while, right. Okay, so here's who, for those of you who are thinking, hey, this was a great moment, I just want to say who needs to be thanked in this. Basic Freedom Defense Fund, first and foremost, Basic Freedom Defense Fund, you know, these are the folks that just decided, got up off their couch and said, you know what, I'm sick of this, I'm going to go. I am going to go make a difference. I am going to recall my state senator. Everybody told him it's not possible. You can't do it. Okay. Specifically in Basic Freedom Defense Fund are Victor Head down in Pueblo, right? And Rob Harris and his brother and Rob Harris here in Colorado Springs. Is Rob joining us today? He will be in. When? 8:30. Okay. Rob will be in at 8:30. And those are folks that just said, look, enough's enough. I mean, what a great story, right? Rob Harris says, hey, I'm just sitting there on my couch thinking I'm going to recall my state senator. And pretty much everybody he talked to said, well, you can't do that. It's too hard. But he slowly began building an army. These people are heroes. They're heroes for what happened on Tuesday. The National Rifle Association, for stepping up and getting the job done. I mean, they came in and provided the air support to get this done. They helped compete with the ads that Michael Bloomberg was running along with his buddy John Morris. And again, we'll play a little more Love is in Bloomberg later. But the NRA came in and did a great job on that. Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity, I don't know what the final tally was, but I think Americans for Prosperity did issue education. They were not telling people vote against John Morris. They were telling people this is John Morris's record. This is where he is on taxes. This is where he is on big government. I think they walked 20,000 or more, 20,000 or more doors and probably as many phone calls. I don't have final numbers. I don't work for AFP anymore. But they deserve a thank you. How about Laura Carno, my old, extremely old producer of this show, Laura Carno, and I Am Created Equal. Every time they tried to change the subject away from personal liberty and freedom and make it about abortion, we made it, and Laura really did this, she made it about personal freedom and liberty. Oh, really? You say you're pro-choice, John Morris. You say you're pro-choice, Angela Heron. But you know what? You won't let me decide what kind of gun I want to have as a woman to defend myself. Excellent work. And Laura and I Am Created Equal did a great job in making sure that that happened. Tamara Farah, who ran the office that Basic Freedom Defense Fund worked out of, Americans for Prosperity did some work there, and others. And so that Tamara deserves a great help and support. Jeff Hayes, the Republican Party chairman, did a good job in this, coming with that agreement and forcing Jaxine Bubis and Bernie Herpin to do the right thing and come up with one candidate, and we'll talk more about that. Sheriff Terry Makeda. Sheriff Makeda did a great job in this race, and he deserves a lot of credit. From the moment when Terry and I talked about coming up with an agreement and putting pressure on Jaxine Bubis and Bernie Herpin to do the right thing and come up with one candidate. One candidate. And that moment, from then on, from that point forward, and even before that, Sheriff Makeda has done a great job. The radio ads that he did, standing up and being counted on this Second Amendment issue, Sheriff Makeda did a wonderful job in this. And we'll talk about the agreement and why that was important to do that. Bernie Herpin. You know, it is hard. It is absolutely hard to be a candidate and have those lies be told and let your family have to watch those on television and hear them on the radio when they know it's not true and it isn't true. So Bernie Herpin and George Rivera deserve a lot of credit for stepping up in the breach, right? For being in the breach of this fight and paying a personal price for this. So I want to thank them too. But most importantly, it's all those volunteers. It's all those folks that went out and got the signatures to get this done when they were told it couldn't be done. Right? And they did it anyway. Then they followed through and they just marched on. Through all the darkness, through everybody saying you can't do it, they just marched on. And that was, they are the true heroes of this. And also Becky Mizell, who is the Republican Party chair down in Pueblo County. I'm very proud of Pueblo for what they did in that Angela Heron race. They did an absolutely spectacular job at ensuring that people turned out and people knew the truth about Angela Heron. Now, I've probably forgotten a few people. I'm sure there are some people that I didn't name by name. And, you know, there's hundreds in this that deserve that thanks for getting the job done. But there's lots of folks that deserve that thanks. And I will talk a little bit more about why it was important, looking back on it, why it was so important to get that agreement that Terry Makeda and myself and others pushed so hard for. Doug Lamborn signed that letter saying we need one candidate. Leaders stepped up, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I do have Terrence on the line, and he says that this is disgrace. How much time do I have? 2 minutes? All right, we can stretch this one out, yeah, a little bit. Okay, he says this is disgraceful gloating. Terrence, go ahead. How are you? Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Man, I thought Muhammad Ali used to gloat after his victory. Wow, buddy. I thought I was listening to a flipping Emmy acceptance there. Listen, your gloating is a little bit, well, let's just say it's distasteful, but let's get to the
thank
point.
You.
The reason I called, yeah, thank you. Yeah, great. I mean, Doug Lamborn signed the letter, right? Anyway, I called to tell you that you know, this sets a dangerous precedent, I think. I think there's a real danger. What happens now is that your leaders and your elected officials are going to be really second-guessing their decisions for fear of a recall now that you're making...
They should be second-guessing their decisions.
No, well, what it's doing is making them impotent, Jeff, and that's something that you don't understand.
No, that's good. I want them to be impotent. If they're going to try and take my rights away, I want them impotent. You bet.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got your guns back on Tuesday that Heron and Morris took away. It must have felt really good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's disgraceful. You call in and you're smirky and snotty and all
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
You set the tone
Terrence.
For your show. You set the tone for your show by coming on and taking a victory lap, Jeff. Now, let's cut to the chase.
Hey, Terrence. Let me ask you, what's more disgraceful, the fact that I've played a few sound clips on this show, or the fact that John Morse had every opportunity to be graceful the night of the election, and he chose not to be? He chose not even to concede the race, and he chose not to call Bernie Herpin. He chose not to stand up and say, look, I accept the will of the voters. He just was arrogant. What's more disgraceful, me and what we're doing on this show, or the fact that he did that? You tell me.
Could I respond?
Yeah.
Well, John Morris could actually challenge the recall, and you know that, and he could draw this out. So if you want to talk about
Terrence, you know what? He can't do that because it wasn't within the margin of a recall. If he did challenge it, he would have to spend his own money, and I don't think Michael Bloomberg's written him another check.
Well, since you want to bring the finance piece into it, let's talk about corporate interest that came into play here. It's interesting that the $200,000 plus that's going to be spent on this recall wasn't offered up by the corporate interest, by Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers, or...
The what brothers?
The Koch brothers.
The what?
You call them the Koch brothers. I call them the Koch brothers.
You know what? That's offensive and vile, and you probably ought to be dumped for doing that.
That's their
name. Terrence, that isn't their name. Now, you call in here, listen.
It's K-O-C-H, right?
Yeah, it's called Coke.
Okay, Coke Brothers, Cocaine Brothers.
Listen, Terrence, now you're calling in and saying this is disgraceful gloating, and you call in and you act like this? What a child.
You want to answer
Terrence,
the question?
Terrence, you're a child.
Do you want to answer the questions or not?
Terrence, you're a child who got beat. You and your little schoolboy buddy got beat.
That's interesting that they're not going to pay for the election.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the corporate interest that fueled this whole thing, Jeff. Jeff, come on.
Hey, let me tell you something, Terrence.
Why do you act so naive?
Terrence, I know facts are stubborn things, and facts are something that maybe you don't deal with a lot, but let me just give you an example here. 8-1. Our side was outspent 8-1, and yet we won because our cause was just. And that's the difference. That's the thing you're not going to understand, Terrence. So you can sit and say it was you can childishly try and change somebody's name to something that, frankly, probably ought not be said on the airwaves. And let me just tell you, if you do it again, I'll dump it, and it won't go out over air, and you'll be banned from ever calling into the show again. So stop doing that, okay, number one. Number two.
Do you refute that then? Did they dump money into this?
Who? The Koch brothers?
Yes.
They didn't. Did they write a check to anything?
Well,
I know that Americans for Prosperity did some issue advocacy here.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean. Are you saying that that's the Koch brothers? Because last I checked, Michael Bloomberg.
They're the Heritage.
They're the what?
They're the Heritage Foundation. I know who they are.
Wait a minute. Did the Heritage Foundation do anything in this race? I don't think so. But I do know this. Michael Bloomberg wrote a $350,000 check after he wrote a $20,000 check. And I'm guessing that in the next couple of weeks, when we see the final campaign finance report, I'm guessing he wrote another $200,000 to $350,000 check. So who's the special interest here? Who tried to buy this election?
Well, was Bloomberg the one that started the recall? I don't think he was.
No, it was a group of citizens that did it. He can't start the election because he lives in New York. We started the election. We started it. A group of people who were tired of having John Morse tell them what they can do.
My point is this, Jeff.
Your final point, I got to run.
Yeah, okay. Well, the election, the recall vote, wasn't exactly fueled by people in state, by grassroots folks here on the ground.
Really?
That's right. It's part of a larger national, right now, trend to recall people. And basically, like I said, I think it's a dangerous precedent.
Like in Wisconsin, where the left and the unions went into recall. Oh,
you're apples to oranges again, Jeff. Listen,
see you, buddy. See you, Terrence. Give me a break. You talk about a sore loser. Terrence, get a life, man. Get some facts. First of all, it's okay. It's okay for him to recall in Wisconsin, but it's not okay for him to do it in Colorado. Give me a break, Terrence. And let me just tell you right now, don't ever, ever call in here and use a swear word like you did. And that's exactly what you were doing. You thought you were being clever. You ever do it again, you'll be dumped. And you will never, your call will never be taken on this show. And if I recognize your voice getting through, we'll dump you again. Have some decorum. And don't call in here and say it's disgraceful gloating and then act like a child.
You're listening to Jeff Crank. Call in with your opinion now at 540-0740. KVOR. Depend on it.
Hi. My name is Jay Garvins, owner of Garvins Mortgage Group and host of The Jay Garvins Show. And did you know that in the last 30 days, over 200 homes have been purchased in Colorado Springs? These homes represent people in our community taking charge of their future. With interest rates still at a historical low, it's not too late for you to take charge. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase, or even to buy an investment property, take charge, claim your future, and call Garvin's Mortgage Group, where we are a military staff, locally owned and operated, and ready to serve you. As always, at Garvin's Mortgage Group, we send a portion of every loan to the Wounded Warrior Project as another way of saying thank you to our soldiers for protecting this great nation. Garvin's Mortgage Group, where people matter. 719-633-8483. Again, that's Garvin's Mortgage Group. 719-633-8483.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I want to let you know, while you're enjoying your weekend, you should take 10 minutes and call American Financing for a quick pre-qualification. Start saving hundreds of dollars every month, or get into the new home that you've been dreaming of. Smart businesses look for ways to accommodate their customers and their schedules, so that's why you can call right now. American Financing is open on weekends. You can call now and speak with one of their salary-based mortgage consultants. They're not getting rich by upselling you into something. They're going to help you make the right decision. So, enjoy your summer and still experience one of the fastest closings in the industry. So why wait until Monday? Call a representative and begin the mortgage process that's fast and convenient. Experience the top-notch customer service with in-home appointments or sign your documents online. Call American Financing, 630-8181. That's 630-8181. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net. What are you waiting for? Call and see what they can do for you.
At Advance Auto Parts, the chance to win big is your Advance Advantage. Right now, you can enter to win the $25,000 Valvoline SinPower Garage Giveaway, including a 60-inch flat screen, up to $3,000 in tools, and more. So, you can stop using your garage to do a little project here and there and start using it to really get things done. Enter now, exclusively at
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. See store for details. Visit GarageSweeps.com for more info.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait. Don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 740 KVOR.
Get up to speed anytime with iHeartRadio and online at KVOR.com.
Fired.
Well, that was for Terrence right there. That was for you, Terrence. Oh, man. Well, you know, some people, I mean, you call into me and say, oh, this is disgraceful gloating. And then he goes on and calls people names, inappropriate names, and yeah, give me a break. Let's go to Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Oh, what is it that the kettle calling the pot black?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember how
right.
It is.
Yes.
But I don't know. I was taking a shower when you were thanking people, and I wonder if you had thanked Williams, David Williams, or, the one Wayne, who's in charge.
Oh, Wayne Williams. Wayne Williams?
Wayne.
Oh, yeah,
why do
Wayne
I
Williams.
Call David?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't, you know, because it's his job to run elections. But, yeah, I mean, they ran a very good election, and I know that there were a lot of twists and turns. Everybody at the county clerk's office, I think, did a great job in doing that. That's a great point. You know, there were a lot of curveballs thrown at them in this election, and they had a lot of things to deal with in that process. So, good point.
Yeah, and also, why does that man think he has a right to malign the Koch brothers?
I know. I mean, how juvenile.
I mean, they've had enough.
Well, and I pride myself on this show, and I don't know how much of it came across as to exactly what he said, because we have a dump button and we hit
cocaine,
it.
Cocaine, he said. They were the cocaine brothers.
Well, yeah, and this is a family show. I don't ever want a mother driving down the road and listening to this show and thinking, well, I worry about what, you know, if I got the kids in the backseat. You should never worry about that, and you never have to worry about that on this show.
And I am not a gun owner.
Right.
But I always felt that this whole election was not about that.
Right.
It was about the loss of freedom.
Yep.
A loss of choice.
Yes.
And believe me, I want people to have guns to protect themselves. I can't afford a gun, so...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, if I win one, but that'd be about it. So, but yeah, I was wondering, would you ever come to the Conservatives of Color meeting?
Oh, of course. Yeah, happy.
Really?
In fact, I did. I don't know. It seemed like it was about a year ago. I did, but I absolutely, I'd come to any meeting to talk to anyone. I used to go
meet
to
tonight. We meet tonight.
Well, I can't come tonight, but I can come. If I have a little bit of lead time, I can do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand. I just wanted to ask you if you would come.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be happy to. I think that's a great group and does great work. You bet.
So, God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Sue. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. By the way, this is a great article written. I don't know. How much time do I have? A couple minutes? 2 minutes? Oh, geez. I only have 2 minutes. Well, let's take this call. I'll take the call. Go right ahead. I don't know who this is. It's not in my system yet. Go right ahead. Ted.
Yeah, this is Ted.
Hey, Ted.
You know, oftentimes when people say things, just the opposite is true or is true of themselves, such as Terrence, who mentioned disgraceful gloating.
Yeah.
Who was disgraced in this recall?
Right.
Now, I didn't bring that up. He did.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't gloat over that. He brought up the disgrace.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think Terrence called in and wanted to be mean-spirited about it. What we're doing is in fun. It's kind of in jest, right? I mean, I realize if you're John Morris, you probably don't like it. But, you know, he's in politics. I've been in politics. They say things that you don't like. It's all in good fun. That's what we do here is comment on things, so... anyway. Yeah, anything else, Ted? Nope, I guess not. Okay. All right, Ted. Thank you. All right. Well, geez, we're already out of time. The second hour. Bernie Herpin's up at the top of the hour. Senator-elect Bernie Herpin is up next. Rob Harris joins us at 8:30. Is that right? Yes? Okay. Still lots to get to. We're wrapping up the recall election of Tuesday and the great victory for freedom. Not for any person, for freedom. We'll be back.
About the only thing I can say to you here tonight is John Morse. Yeah!
Well, that worked well. That was good. That worked well. I'm glad that we did that one. Come on, it's our big hour. It's the 8 o'clock hour. Are we doing it again? No, we're not going to do it again. We'll figure it out. Well, that's tomfoolery, and we have a senator-elect in the room right now. We've got to be respectful, you know? Hopefully he's not going to filibuster now, Oh, that's the U.S. Senate. That's okay. Hey, Bernie Herpkin is in the building. Welcome, Bernie.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I'm so pleased to be here.
Yeah, I bet you are. You look a little more relaxed than when I saw you early on Tuesday night. Stressful thing to go through an election. You've been through a bunch of them, but congratulations. I thanked you earlier. You've really been through the fire. It's hard to listen to all the nonsense that's said about you, but you did a great job throughout.
Thank you, and I know you're having Rob on later today. And the first folks I thanked in my remarks Tuesday night were those folks who put us where we were. If it hadn't been for the folks who started, the grassroots folks in this area, voters in District 11, who started the recall, we would not have been there Tuesday night. And so there's just there's hundreds of folks who made this happen, not just Bernie Herpin.
Yeah, I did say this victory, first of all, belongs to the ages because it was such a historic victory. But it also does, it truly does belong to those citizens, the rabble, if you will, who decided they were going to get up off their couches and go out and challenge King John, as I have called him, and so it was a great victory. Were you surprised by the victory in Pueblo as well? I mean, I think that seemed like a tougher fight to all of us.
It really did, and the fact that they won by even a larger margin than we did here, and the turnout was so much higher, was amazing. I had an opportunity to meet George and his wife for the first time this week. I think it was Thursday, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. The days are running together. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
And a lovely wife. His wife is a Democrat, and she forced right? him to get into this. She encouraged him to get into this.
Oh, great.
So that says something.
That really does say a lot. And I was supportive of George. I sent him a contribution as well, and I was just thrilled to see him win. To me, the big prize was John Morse, and if we were able to defeat him, I thought it sent a message. This became a fight for our rights. I think you stepped into the breach on this thing, but it was never really about you. This was about restoring our rights, and you stepped up and, you know, I think did a great job in making people understand that.
And it's such an honor to be in this position. It was not just about gun rights. It's about our rights. It's about constituents being heard. It's about not dancing to the tune of, I couldn't believe Terrence saying that, you know, we had these guys, millions of dollars put in on the anti-recall side right. of it from outsiders. And I mentioned before that 86% of my contributions came from within Colorado, very minor compared to all the money that was spent, because we were limited as a
sure.
candidate to no more than $200. So this was truly a grassroots organization. Did the NRA come in and put in money? Well, of course they did. There's 10,000 NRA members that live in the Pikes Peak region. They were spending our money to defend our rights, while Bloomberg and those folks were spending their money to take away our rights.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, we talked a little bit about this. I think it was election night, but when I was a candidate, there's this overwhelming feeling you get, right, of responsibility. And you know all of these people are working so hard, they're making phone calls for you and all of that, and you just don't want to let them down. I think unless you're a candidate, you don't understand how that feels. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it really sank in on the, it would have been the August Pikes Peak Firearms Coalition meeting.
Right.
John Caldera came down from the Independence Institute, and he was our speaker. And he said, the eyes of the United States, the eyes of the world are on El Paso County and Pueblo. Bernie, you have the shoulder. All the gun rights folks, because if they win Colorado, if they defeat this recall in Colorado, they're going to move on to other states
right.
and do the same thing with the gun laws that we passed here, that were passed here. We didn't pass them, that were passed here. And I told John, I said, as if I needed something else to keep me up at night. Thank you.
Yeah, that's very kind of you.
But it was an awesome responsibility, because I always had in the back of my head, even though there were hundreds of volunteers working, and I'm just a minor part, because the recall has to win before a successor candidate is elected.
Right.
But I always had in the back of my mind, if we lose this recall, Is it because I didn't work hard enough? Well, people say, Bernie, if you just would have made another call, if you just would have raised 10 more bucks, we might have won this. You know,
yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
now
you don't have
the
to
rest
worry
of
about
my
it.
Life.
Well, and that's right. But you do. You see all of these people, and it's. I mean, I remember almost getting teary eyed about it, and just thinking, look, all these people are sacrificing for me. Now, you get something out of it, right? You got a beating. You got a public beating and a flogging.
And a big pay cut.
And a big pay cut. But you get something out of it. Like you win, some of the accolades and all of that. Absolutely. What do they get? What does everybody else get that,
maybe the satisfaction of having worked in a winning campaign, but, I don't know how many interviews I did on Wednesday, and that was always my point was it was hundreds of people that made this happen, not just Bernie Herpin, even though they're calling me for comments and stuff. You know, I'm just so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm so humbled.
Well, and I think it is such a tremendous win because of the way that it came about. I mean, the folks that went out and gathered these signatures were told from the very beginning, you can't do this. Right. It's never been done before. It's too hard. And, you know, forget it. Even some in the gun rights community who said, no, it's just too hard. Don't even try it. Don't waste your time. But they did it anyway. And they just kept building the number of people that were helping them. And they fought through it.
It's just when you have over 17,000 people sign a petition, a little over 10,000 of which were deemed valid, and the confusion there is a lot of people thought, I live in the District 11. Well, they're thinking School District 11.
Right.
That's very confusing for folks here in Colorado Springs. But when you have that many people to sign a petition, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
What can I say? We've sent a message.
Yeah, you sure have. You know, I put it up on my, and I know you listen to the show regularly, but you were kind of busy last Saturday, but we put it up on our site that people could go because there was that confusion over School District 11 versus Senate District 11. We said you can go to jeffcrank.com, you can check, and then here's the polling locations. And we had over 1,000 people on Saturday that went to that jeffcrank.com site and opened that page and looked at it, and you know, I think it was confusing. The bottom line is that people got out, got the job done.
They did.
Yeah.
And now we start again. There's already two Democrats that have registered to run in November of next year.
Really?
And they have money already.
Yeah.
And, Merrifield, being a former school teacher, will have the backing of the teachers' unions. And so, BernieHerpin.com, we starting over.
So I guess I'll have to, you can send it. Can they send you another 200 now?
Starting October 11th, we can. If you haven't donated for this election, September 30th is the deadline for this election. And then October 11th begins the next cycle for 2014.
So I got to send you another check, Bernie.
Well.
Okay. Yeah, I will. We will. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back more with Bernie Herpin. I guess I'm going to have to whip out my Michael Merrifield sound clips, of which I have a lot of good ones that will remind people what a leftist this guy is. I think I'm going to go through some of these and see. You want the fight to begin? So be it. So it's the man of the hour in studio with us, the person that represents really this recall effort. And again, he's very gracious in giving the thanks to all of the volunteers that got this this petition going and got the recall on the ballot, and all the folks that worked so hard for the recall. Very gracious in that. But Bernie Herpin, Senator-elect Bernie Herpin, is here with us and joining us. Do I have to call you Senator now?
Not till October 30th. our George and my swearing in will be October 3rd, 11:30 in the Senate chambers of the Capitol.
Okay.
Public's invite. Anybody wants to come up?
And then I have to call you Senator Herpin.
I'll always be Bernie to you.
See how nice. Yeah, no. Well, I will give you the respect that you deserve.
I just want to say one thing, that while this maybe have been considered a Republican victory or a gun rights victory or whatever, as I did on city council, I will be the senator for District 11, all the people in District 11. And so please, if you have a neighborhood association meeting or a Kiwanis Club or something and you want me to come stop by, if I'm available, I'll be there.
Well, great. And that's something, honestly, and again, I don't expect you to comment on this necessarily, that's something that I think John Morris didn't do well, which was represent District 11. He wanted to represent the interests of others, and that's why the voters threw him out. But and that's important. People need to know that they may not agree with you on every issue, but you're at least going to be there to hear them out and represent them. And
we won't agree on every issue.
Right. You know, right. Right.
But I don't hate women.
When are you going to start taking their birth control away? That's what I want to know, Bernie. That's the big question, is when that starts. I mean, do you go door to door and take it away or what?
That lies. But a guy put on my Facebook page about that. Well, what about women? He was going on about whatever that word is, that people that hate women. And I said, well, let's see. I've been married to one for 48 years. I have 3 daughters, 4 granddaughters, so I guess I'm okay with women.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. You know, to me, that's one of the great things about what happened in this race is that lie failed. And it's the first time that it really failed on them. And the reason is we turned it around on them. You know, right. We kept turning that around and saying, no, we know that's what you want to talk about. We want to talk about this issue. You want to talk about taking away rights and freedoms. You're the ones doing that.
And they did that. They kept trying to deflect from Senator Morris's, I guess, failings to listen to his citizens, to take away our rights. You know, guns were not mentioned.
Right,
very much as the issue by them, certainly. They just kept trying to change the message, and we kept trying to bring it back to the true message.
Yeah. Well, I know you're a gracious guy. You did not get a call from Senator Morris on election night, is that correct? Or have you talked to Senator Morris?
I have not talked to him.
Yeah.
But Governor Hickenlooper did call me Wednesday morning and congratulated me and said, you know, let's get together, talk about your issues.
Great.
And I know that we have one issue in common for sure, jobs. You know, he's supposed to be a good pro-jobs governor, and I certainly support jobs, although this legislation kind of chased jobs out of Colorado that he signed. But
Right. Well, look, I mean, I suspect, I'll just say this. I mean, I suspect if you hadn't won the recall, you would have got up that night and thanked Senator Morris or congratulated him on his victory, thanked him for the fight and all of that. I mean, it's a tough thing to do. Yeah. We've been talking about that this morning. It's a tough thing to have to do. You've lost some races before. You know what it's like,
yep,
right?
I have lost
You've
races.
Lost a few, and I didn't mean to bring that sore spot up, but you won a few, too.
Well, that was in my remarks Tuesday night, too, how Linda stood by me through the agony of defeat and the joy of triumph.
Campaigns make your family stronger in the end. It's amazing when you go through it. I mean, in the end, I know it's tough.
Linda was getting pretty tough there towards the end.
Yeah.
She was more worried than I was that this would fail.
Yeah.
And
I saw
so
Linda.
We separated Tuesday night. She didn't want to be, not, I mean, we were in different parts of the building.
Yeah, you didn't separate. Yeah, good point, yeah.
Because she didn't want her doubts to intrude on what I was thinking and preparing for as we were going through. We wrote a victory speech. We had a concession speech available. We didn't work on it, but I had it written down.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I can save it, I guess, for 7 years like John did.
Like John did, right? Well, you know, I saw Linda that night before the tally, and I went over and sat with her. She was just kind of sitting there by herself, and I went over and sat with her. And I just know how tough it is. I've been through it. And it's,
Lisa's been through it with
Lisa's
you.
Lisa's been through it. And it's just, it's harder on families than it is
it
on
really
the candidate.
It really is. You know, the candidate expects the negative advertising and the attack and all that stuff, but so we don't take it personally. The family seems to take it more personally.
Yeah, they do.
And that's too bad that they have to do things like that.
Now, I did come back after the results were announced, and I saw Linda a little happier at that moment.
Yeah, the picture in the Gazette as I'm walking in the door, and she's you know, sort of big grin on her face and yelling. That was worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it. Well, you know, you've been through a lot, and I think that people don't understand what it takes to do this and to go through it as a candidate. You know, there's a lot of races aren't tough. There's even politicians, Bernie, who are elected officials and have been elected for, you know, 8, 10, 12 years, who've never been through the kind of race that you just went through and had that kind of money thrown out where there were lies and all of that. So you've kind of joined an elite club.
I guess. That was our biggest concern of a staff was, how do you overcome that much money on the anti-recall side? It just, it's amazing.
It is. It is. I think it was as stunning to them as I mean, it was almost less stunning to us. I kind of felt all along like you'd pull it out, and I knew the effort that was out there, the ground game that was going, and those sorts of things. I think their side took it for granted, thought that the recall was silly and people would see it as silly. Then they started doing polls and saying, oh, we got a problem.
Right.
That's when they just dumped in all this money.
And actually, it didn't work. I think that may have backfired on them.
Yeah.
You know, when the local paper runs the headline, you know, Bloomberg dumps $350,000.
Sure.
We're independent Coloradoans. We don't like that kind of stuff.
Right.
We don't like people coming in trying to buy our elections,
right.
Tell us how we should live our lives.
Yeah.
We want to decide that for ourselves. So I think maybe that backfired on
us. It did. I don't know if you heard my theory at all about Pueblo and why that margin got so big, but I do think that that was a terrible mistake on their part, was to link you and George Rivera and then attack on the abortion issue. Pueblo's largely Catholic. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of Catholics, a lot of folks pro-life, and all that commercial said to them is Angela Heron is a radical on the life issue.
Sure.
And so I think it really hurt them. But yeah. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
They say everybody hates negative advertising, but it works. But I don't think it worked this time.
No, I don't think it worked this time. And thank goodness that it didn't, Bernie. Yeah. So
are you going to have Rob in studio, or is he going to be on?
I think Rob's going to be on the phone.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just please, if I don't get a chance, pass on. I've told him by Facebook. I haven't seen him in person since Tuesday, but
right.
He was the stalwart in this, and his guys. And
yeah, they just were amazing at how hard they worked and everything that they did. So, but we appreciate it, Bernie. Thanks for all you did. You went through the fire. And how can people donate to you?
BernieHerpin.com. Okay. And I look forward to being on your show occasionally. When we get into session, let you know what's going on. And
we'll have you on, Bernie.
I'd love to do that.
You got it. You're always welcome here, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks
for all your help.
You got it. All right, Bernie Herpin, Senator-elect Bernie Herpin. There's a grin on my face when I get to say that. A grin on my face when I say that. We'll be back.